ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdu wa thana' lillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salam ala ashraf al-anbiya'i wal-mursaleen, habibi qulubina, wa tabibi nufusina, abil qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad, wa ala ahli bayti al-tayyibin al-tahirin, al-ma'asumin al-mukarramin, siyuma baqiyatillahi fil-aradin. Respected brothers and sisters, please accept my salam and my greetings. It's a pleasure for me to be here and to be spending the next few minutes on the great legacy of our fourth Imam, Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn Zain al-Abidin, on his book, The Compilation of Du'as and Supplications, Sahifa al-Sajjadiyya, the Psalms of Islam. And what I want to talk about in this session and focus on was that we mentioned in the earlier sessions that in earlier episodes that intentions are important and there's variation in intentions, right? Sometimes the intention that you have is to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? Whether it's pure or it might be impure. Sometimes the intention that you have might be to invite the others, attract the others to the good. Again, very good, excellent. Sometimes you have the intention of doing something satanic. Inshallah, none of us do. If we did, we inshallah find a solitude, and in that solitude, we get to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness and repent from that. But also is that sometimes we have the intention of deceiving others, right? With or without ourselves, right? With or without, we have the intention of deceiving others. That's also something that needs to be addressed as one of the variations of intentions. And then we moved on by mentioning the best intention, niyati khalis, is the best intention that a person's purpose for performing an action is that it is solely and exclusively to attain the pleasure of the God of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? That is very important. That who am I satisfying, right? Who is having the ability to provide for me or to compensate me for what I have done? If you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before you, then you start feeling calm, right? Then you start feeling better. And then the question is this. We mentioned that the fact that the best intention is the niyat khalis, is that a person's purpose for performing an action is solely and exclusively for to attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are a couple more points about the best intention. I will inshallah mention them after we take a quick break.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
Rabbana. All right, respected brothers and sisters, is talking about we were talking about the best intention, niyat-e khalis, or the most pure, right? The purest. The best intention is that a person's purpose for performing an action, again, is solely and exclusively to attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this world that we are living in, they disregard people's approval or disapproval. The true people, those the true believers who have the right intention, they don't care if the people approve them or disapprove them, right? Especially if they do not have any special stance or position, right? They're on their own because they only look up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the hereafter, they disregard attracting paradise or warding off hellfire. They say to Allah, we are submitted to you. If you will, if you wish to send us to hellfire, that's the best for me. If you send me to the gardens, the green gardens of the Eden, the heaven, right, the paradise, would be of no difference. We want you, O Allah, and we want your satisfaction at all times. And in all acts of worship and service to creation, their only goal, these people who are really patient, and desire is only and solely, again, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the question that remains here unanswered, inshallah, after this session, we'll move on to the next with a different topic, is that achieving purity of intention seems to be very challenging for some people, right? Naturally, such an intention and action will result in people's approval and the attraction of paradise while warding off hellfire, right? Having intentions and actions to be strong, profound, and similar, right? When people see that the words that you talk about and preach are in fact the ones that you practice and you're adherent to, when your family sees that you do not have a double side, the way you pray at home on your own is much similar to the prayer that you perform in the masjid and in the shrines of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, then they all witness that. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back momentarily.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio.
Alright, to achieve the best intention, there's no choice but for a person with God's help, with the aid from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is adherence to religious self-discipline, to the instructions that Islam has left us with. That is the best way to achieve purity of intentions, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us ability to know and to make decisions, and by the time we get to use our body or our brain in the way that the adults do, then the time for us to become servants of Allah and perform the deeds in the way we are instructed. When intention, again, with God's help, adherence to religious self-discipline is very important, right? And careful study of divine knowledge to steer their intention toward becoming purified of all outward and inward flaws. And when the intention is linked to gaining people's satisfaction, attracting paradise and warding off hell, according to the Holy Quran, narrations and reports, this is, again, the best of intentions. This is the intention that Imam Sajjad alayhi salam requests from the sacred existence of the Almighty Lord by saying, وَانْتَهِ بِنِيَّتِي إِلَىٰ أَحْسَنِ النِّيَّةِ. Take my intention to the best of intentions, and of course, my works to the best of works. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
You just listened to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهن عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد